But I fear that the activity of grooming gangs is happening as we speak. As we speak, it is happening now and not being investigated by the police. And children in my area are being let down. So I just wondered what you feel about that and what the recommendations are directly to the police and the local authorities.
So we looked at six areas in particular, across, carefully selected.
St Helens, I think. And
St Helens, I was just going to say that. I assume that that's the closest one to where you are. Anyhow, what that revealed, well, there were two really important issues. One was about the absolute lack of proper data about any of this, so you couldn't distinguish one, in quotes, grooming gang from another, because the detail of both victims and perpetrators was not recorded by the police and generally not recorded by the council. So ethnicity was not recorded, for example, but nor was any other information. We weren't clear exactly why, in the conduct of this study, why there were these omissions, because none of the areas did it, of the six. And there was a concern in the responses we got that perhaps police were not clear about how to ask the questions about ethnicity.
I couldn't ask a question about ethnicity. I mean, they should be sacked, shouldn't they? I mean, that's the most basic level of competence that you can have in the protection of children. We should be startled, therefore, by what you've just said. Because if there's a lack of focus in police forces on this very most serious of offending, then essentially we are... Well, I'm quite speechless that the police are taking that attitude in respect to this.